Om Shanti. Now rainy season is going on. We all know about the raincoat. Many of us use raincoats. So today's our topic is spiritual raincoat. So what is a raincoat? Raincoat is a water resistant or waterproof cloth or coat which we use in the rainy season. So in that different raincoat, that's called a jumper or the jacket, winter jacket, not the raincoat. So in 1824, the Scottish chemist Charles McIntosh has first invented the raincoat. And he was dissolving rubber in a naphtha, and eventually he found something new product, and from that he made the raincoat. So that's the history of raincoat. So raincoat is a mixer, is a blend of two or more materials. The fabric which used in the raincoat is a mixer of two or more materials, and those materials are nylon or the rayon or the fibers, microfibers, and polyester and the vinyl. So with all these materials, when they mix together, it become a raincoat, because it's normal a fabric. So it needs a lot of process on that to make a raincoat cloth. So that's the history of raincoat. So what is the use of raincoat? From rain and just one.
Spiritual raincoat.
No, not a spiritual raincoat. Now I am speaking about a gross raincoat. Why we prefer raincoat as compared to umbrella? Many prefer
more safe.
And so first is the safe.
Yes,
compared to umbrella. So first one is why we use the raincoat. Why people prefer? Yeah, raincoat. So first one is warm and dry. So it keeps our body warm and dry, because in rainy season many people feel cold because of the wet atmosphere. So it keeps our body warm and dry also. And the second one is safe from mud and dirty water. Our inner clothes, whatever the, is work as a safeguard. Our inner clothes as from mud and dirty water. And another one will be, in windy atmosphere is so much useful. In windy atmosphere, in windy weather, it's not easy to handle or tackle the umbrella, but it's very easy with the raincoat. So in that windy atmosphere, raincoat is very much useful. And what will the more? Freeze your hand. So it allows you to freeze your hand. So many times we see that the people who work outside in the rainy atmosphere, in the rainy during the rain time. So if their both hands are free, so they can do their work very easily. Just like as the brother says, that we can drive the scooter, or the people, especially the electrical people who work in the outside in the rainy season. So if their both hands are free, so they can work very neatly, very properly. So that's another one. So what's the more use of?
Cold.
As I told, warm and dry. First one only, warm and dry. So it helps us to make us warm, to keep us warm. I will come on that. So it's not easy to steal. Not nobody, but very less chances of. Yeah, that's okay. But if you keep outside, So first one is warm and dry, and another one is safeguard from mud and dirty water, and another one is windy atmosphere. And next one, what we discussed? Freeze your hands. And what was the next one? As the brother says, that not easy to steal. And last one, It comes in different fashions. Okay, if a thin person wears the jacket, he looks more attractive, or sometimes he looks the fat. Not fat, but he looks okay. Because in many times, in Madhuban also we see many, one brother is there all the time. In rainy season he also wears the jacket, in summer time also he wears the jacket. So once I asked him that, why all the time you're wearing that jacket? So he said, because I'm very thin, so with that jacket I feel more comfortable. People won't say me that, oh, you are so thin. So it looks more attractive and good. We have pockets in our gear also. So all these six things will come in the advantages of using the raincoat. So now we will speak about the spiritual raincoat. What is a spiritual raincoat? Spiritual raincoat is an invisible costume or dress or subtle protection to us, to a soul, from the attack of Maya, from attack of five vices, from attack of evil souls and bad and negative vibrations throughout our Brahmin life. So this is the definition of a spiritual raincoat. As we come to Baba, Baba gives that raincoat. Baba distributes that raincoat to each of his child. Yeah, Sangam is always raining, no? Always this attack of Maya, always attack of vices are there, no? No one will say that I become perfect. So throughout our conscience age, throughout our Brahmin life, we have to wear that jacket, that raincoat. Yeah. So that's about the spiritual raincoat. Yeah. So that's about spiritual raincoat. So why we use the spiritual raincoat? What is the use of spiritual raincoat? First one is for our spiritual progress. Okay. And? Yes. Keeping safe. It keeps us safe from attack of Maya. And the next one? Yeah. Making our soul strong. Thus we see that the last one, fashion. Okay, if someone is very weak or someone is a thin, if he wears the jacket, he looks more attractive or good. So when soul is so weak, so if we wear that spiritual raincoat, the soul become powerful. So it makes the soul powerful. And how? Spiritual raincoat. Which spiritual raincoat? You give your spiritual raincoat to others? Attacks of Maya, no? So attacks of Maya, everything will come in that. For others. Yes.
If somebody is there, suppose, in Pandapur, from here I have to go there.
So our vibration make them safe. Purushart and Seva.
We can face many problems.
So we have to invite the problems?
No money.
Yeah, but we have to take care of it, no? It's free, of course it's free, but Maya can steal it anytime. If you won't give attention, if you won't wear that, if you keep that aside, then Maya can steal that raincoat. Say, so what's the another use of raincoat?
Not only outdoor, but also indoor.
Yeah, spiritual raincoat we have to wear all the time, 24 hours, 365 days.
All time authority.
So, as we share that in the gross raincoat is freeze your hand. So in the spiritual raincoat is freeze our
mind
and intellect from the bad and negative, from waste. So that's another advantage of spiritual raincoat. So that's why we use the spiritual raincoat. Okay?
Yeah.
The another one, what is the material that are used to make the spiritual raincoat? Just we see that in gross raincoat there are the polyester and rayon, nylon and so many things. There is a mixture of two or more materials. So what are the materials? Gyan, Yog, Dharana, Seva. With all these four things, the spiritual raincoat. Gyan, Yog, Dharana, Seva. All four things will come in that spiritual raincoat. Are the materials of the spiritual raincoat. Okay. So in that gross raincoat there are the few types in the gross raincoat. So one is the poncho. Poncho is a raincoat. is the simplest form of raincoat, and in that it have the large and big fabric sheet, and with an opening in the center for the head, and there is nothing.
There are
no buttons, but with the raincoat, means the rain-free poncho, there from the side there are some fasteners are there to there are some fittings to fasten as a fasteners. Yeah, so that will come in the poncho raincoat. That is a very easy, simplest form of the raincoat. So another one is the oilskin raincoat. The people who work in the just like the sailors who always work in the wet areas, or the fishermen who work in the wet area. So they use that oilskin raincoat. The another they're different. We are speaking of the types of raincoat, transparent and non-transparent, a different one. It comes in the fashion. Yeah.
Wrapper.
That poncho. Poncho. Yeah, poncho. Then another one is Gore-Tex. Gore-Tex raincoat. So Gore-Tex is a standard company, WL Gore-Tex. And it have the fabrics they use in that Gore-Tex raincoat is water resistant as well as is breathable. Yeah. So that the speciality of that Gore-Tex fabric, Gore-Tex raincoat, that is repel the liquid water, but it allow water vapor to pass through. So that's the benefit of the Gore-Tex raincoat. The another one is raincoat that, as we as I mentioned, that the scientist who has invented that raincoat, the chemist. So that another type of raincoat is Mac or Macintosh raincoat. That is a general kind of raincoat. And another kind of raincoat is a Colombo raincoat. So there are so many types of raincoats are there. Colombo, normally the people they use in the Sri Lanka side, that's called the Colombo raincoat. It's a different specialty. Not specialty, for particular country. So from that only we come to know that he is from that country. Yeah. So that's the few types of raincoat. Now we will see in our spiritual raincoat, how many types of raincoats are there. We saw the materials in the spiritual raincoat, or what kind of materials are used in the spiritual raincoat. Gyan, Yoga, Dharana, Seva. Okay, so now what are the types of? Yeah, so first is B. B, C cube, D square, S square. So from B is the blessing of family. That's the one kind of spiritual raincoat. If we have the blessing all the time from family, Baba always say that take the blessing from the family. So that's one kind of raincoat. Blessing from the family. And as I told that B, C cube, D square, S square. Then another one is C. C for clean and clear heart. If your heart is clean and clear with the Baba, then Baba is there all the time to help us. So one is a blessing from family, another one is clean and clear heart. Then another one is C. What the C? Canopy. Filling Baba's canopy all the time. No, we saw the in Yeah, protects us. Many times we see in the television or the old time when the kings are there. So one servant is always there at their back to hold that canopy, to hold that umbrella. So we can think that Baba is always there at my back and he's holding that canopy. Umbrella? Yeah. So there's filling of canopy that Baba is always there to help us. And then the next one, CCC. One is the canopy, another one is the, what I mentioned? B for blessing. C, 3C, C cube. One C is the canopy. First, clean and clear heart. And the next one is? Something else? Codes and conducts of Brahmin life. This is also the one of the spiritual raincoat. If we follow the all codes and conducts of Brahmin life, that makes keep us safe all the time. So these are the codes and conducts of Brahmin life. Then D square. D means divine values and virtues. If how much divine values and virtues we imbibe in our life, so that also helps us. So from D is divine values and virtues. And another D is detachment. Detached observer. Yeah. So if someone is always detached observer in any situation, any circumstance, with any with the persons also, so that also helps us as a spiritual raincoat. Then another one is S. S means self-respect, Soman. Yeah, Baba has given us so many Somans. So with that Soman, as we saw in that gross raincoat, there is a different fashions are there. So in this self-respect, Soman also, we can decorate us with so many different variety of fashions, like sometime we can become deity, sometime we can become angel, we can practice the five forms, okay. So this S means self-respect and Soman. And another one is?
Self-service.
Yeah. And another one is soul conscious stage. That everything will come in the Soman only, self-progress. So another one is S means? Soul conscious stage, how much we
maintain,
how much we practice the soul conscious stage. No, many time Baba says that if at the end also, if sometime or nowadays also, if you are in your soul conscious stage, no one can attack, even a evil soul can't attack on you. If someone will come in front of you, they will see some vision from you and they will run away from there. So that will come in the soul conscious stage. So if we are always in soul conscious stage, that is one kind of safety, one kind of raincoat. So it's have the eight things are there. First B is for blessing of Brahmin family. C, codes and conducts of Brahmin life. Another C is clean and clear heart with Baba. Another C is canopy. D, divine values and virtues. D for detachment. S for self-respect and Soman. And another S is soul conscious stage. So that will... Yeah, divine values and virtues. I think knowledge will come in that only. Yeah. So that's the things. So that's about the spiritual raincoat. But it happened that many times when we wear raincoat, after that also we become wet. Why? After wearing raincoat also, why we become wet sometimes? So there are two causes. One is, if we won't use that raincoat for a long time, if we just kept that raincoat ideal for 2-3 years, so there are some bacteria, there are some bugs who make the holes in that, that's practical, who eats that raincoat. And from outside it looks very well, very nice. But when we wear that, and when we go in the rainy season, we feel that it has some leakage up there. From few times is quite visible, it's easy to see that holes, but sometimes it's not easy to see those holes. So that's because of those bacteria. And another why we become wet, when our raincoat is torn out, when it's not fit to our body. Suppose our body is XL, our body size is XL, and if we purchase the raincoat of L size or the medium size, so it's torn out. So in that condition also we become wet. No, that time we won't become wet. So there are two causes only, if that raincoat has some leakage, some holes are there because of bacteria. And if another one is the raincoat has torn out. So in that condition also, the water comes from that place and we become wet. So what are those bacteria in our Brahmin life which make the holes, which make the leakage, which is that our spiritual raincoat? What are the spiritual bacteria?
Sensitive nature.
How it eats the spiritual raincoat? How sensitive nature eats, how is damaged our spiritual raincoat?
Progress.
Yeah, obstacles to towards progress. So I think first one is laziness. Laziness and carelessness. If we are so much lazy, we are so much careless. So that one kind of bacteria. We can't do the spiritual progress. And what is the more? Okay, we can take the, what you say?
Sensitive nature
also in this. And another one is?
Seeing others.
Yeah, seeing others. And not using Srimad, we can take that, if you take the Srimad, everything will come in the Srimad only. So we can say that mixer in Srimad, that's another point, how that bacteria. Yeah, mixer in Srimad will, everything will come in, Manmat will also come in that, Parmat will also come in that, dictates of others and dictates, means following our own decision, means dictates. And?
Taunting.
So another one is maybe is ego. If we have so much ego, we can't follow others. Okay. We all say, I know everything. I have all kind of knowledge I have. I'm from last so many years in Gyan. Yeah, superiority complex. So that will come in the ego. And if we have the jealous with someone, that's also one kind of spiritual bacteria which spoiled our spiritual raincoat. Yeah, bacteria and virus both are the same. Virus, that's what terms we use in the computers. So, what are the more bacteria?
My right.
Yeah, I am the ego. That will come in the ego. I am the right. So, I think one is the laziness. Another one is, I know everything, ego. The next one is, jealous.
Everything taking as is granted.
Everything is taken as granted. Yeah, not mixer in Srimad. Mixer in Srimad. Yeah. So those are the few kinds of bacteria which spoils our spiritual raincoat. Jealous. So many times we see that people use some naphthalene balls or the moss balls to protect the raincoat or protect our clothes. So what are the naphthalene balls or the moss balls from which we can protect our raincoat, spiritual raincoat? So I think first one is good company, keeping oneself away from bad company. So keep ourselves in the good company. So that will come in the company. That is the most balls. The next, yeah, of course, churning of knowledge. So that will come in the most balls. Another one is? Yeah, that will come in the churning of knowledge only. The next one is, I think, creativity in our yoga. How much we are creative in our yoga. So that also help us. So those are the most balls. And what will more? Naphthalene balls, white balls, no, white tablet, that round one. Yeah. So one is safe company, keeping oneself away from bad company, being the churning of knowledge, and next one is detach of the what?
Service.
Involving all the time in the service. Gyan yog dharna seva, keeping the balance. If you have not keep the balance, then it's one kind of bacteria. So those are few naphthalene balls or the moth balls. Writing the chart and fixing your timetable. Yeah, fixing your routine or fixing your timetable of daily routine and writing the chart. So those are few naphthalene balls which can help in our spiritual progress and which can keep our spiritual raincoat safe. And now the second point, as we discussed, that why that raincoat has torn out. What is the reason? What are the cause? Why that gross raincoat has torn? We discussed that it's not as per to our size. There are two reasons why we become wet or why we get wet after wearing that raincoat. So one is if it's damaged by the bacteria. And another one is if it's torn out. So why it torn out? If it is not proper, not as per our size. our spiritual raincoat never get old. How much, if it's become so much powerful. Yeah, so much powerful. Yeah, so first one is, as we discussed, that is torn out because of not proper size. So how our spiritual raincoat torn out? Why our spiritual raincoat torn out? Blindly copying others. Okay, blindly copying others. If someone is get up at 2 o'clock in the Amrit Vela, and I think I also have to wake up at 2 o'clock in the Amrit Vela, and I wake up at 2 o'clock, and by 4 o'clock or after 3:30, I start sleeping. So blindly copying others. That's the first very important, I think, why our spiritual raincoat torn out. Blind, we are just copying blindly or copying others. So that one is the first reason why our spiritual raincoat torn out. And another one is? Yeah, please tell. Yeah, please tell. You are watching others. Yeah. That will come is blindly copying others. Now everything will come in the blindly copying others. Watching others. Not taking care of our raincoat. Disobedient. Yeah. Because of disobedient, it is bacteria. Because we can't see it from outside. When it's torn out, we can see it from outside. But that bacteria, when it damaged the raincoat, we can't see it from outside. So that will come. What do you say?
Overload.
What overload? So much seva. Rough and tough use. Okay, rough and tough use. Another reason is rough and tough use. Okay. Overload of seva, not keeping the balance.
Overload of
If we overload, not keeping balance of Gyan Yoga Dharana Seva, so that will come in the rough and tough use. No. Everything. Balance of everything. Gyan Yoga Dharana Seva. Not just yoga and balance, seva.
Properly and close Maryada rupee chain.
Yeah, put the chain on. That's the course and context of Brahmin life. That chain and everything will come in the course and context of Brahmin life. So, here we saw the few bacterias, okay, which damaged our spiritual raincoat. And we saw the few points that why our spiritual raincoat has torn out. So, as we, not our timing is running out. So, here we saw about the spiritual raincoats. What the difference between that raincoat, gross raincoat and the spiritual raincoat. So, as the brother says that if that gross raincoat when it becomes old, 4 or 5 years or 10 years old, it starts to torn out automatically, it starts to damage automatically. But our spiritual raincoat never gets old. Yeah. How much we become old in Gyan, how much we do the spiritual progress, it becomes so much and so much powerful. Okay? Om Shanti.